Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Miscommunication. I am Claudia. I am here with Kelly, as usual, and we have a fun-filled hour of things to discuss for all of you. But, Kelly, I want to start. I'm going to ask you how you are in just a second, but I want to start with a little mini celebration here because we have reached 100 listens.
Yes, are you kidding? You waited to tell me on the air to get my real reaction. That's freaking crazy. 100
right?
People listen to us yap about
eyes up.
It's awesome.
I know. Like, I was so excited when I saw it today. And yes, I waited to tell you so that we could get your 100% real reaction on the air. Super excited. So for all you 100 people or however many there are, we appreciate every single listen that you give us. We hope that you enjoy every minute of the show. We certainly do. And to be honest with you, that is what matters to us. Kelly and I have a fantastic time doing this, and we hope that everybody listening does as well. So Kelly, now, how are you today?
I am fantastic. I guess I waited to give you some super exciting news till we got on the air. I have a job interview tomorrow. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my job. I really enjoy. There's some days I enjoy it more than others. But you know, I obviously like to talk to people, and so just getting to talk to random people on the phone all day is kind of fun. No kidding. I talked to a lady today that probably nobody knows this about me, but I lived in New Orleans for about 6 months a few years ago and worked at a little church center in a bad neighborhood, but I freaking loved it. But I made a reservation for a lady today, and she was from the neighborhood, and I knew her grandkids. And I almost started to cry. Anyway, I get to talk to cool
That's
people
crazy.
Like that all day long. I know, right? It's a small world. But, you know, like, I really do enjoy that. But I also, spent 6 years in college getting a couple of degrees that I would really enjoy using. And so I do have a job interview tomorrow at actually the high school that I graduated from. So that is going to be super exciting, and I'm already, you know, like rambling and kind of shaky voice talking because I'm starting to get a little nervous and worked up already, but I'm just hoping that that this is the direction that I'm supposed to be going in, because I got a really good feeling about it when I talked to the principal today. So I don't know if you are the praying type and you're listening, 8:15 in the morning, just shoot up a prayer for me. If that's not your scene, then just send me some good vibes or something. So I'm super excited about that. So I had a great day.
Excellent. I am super excited for you, and I have a good feeling as well. So yes, people out there, if you pray, do that. If you cast spells, do a good one for Kelly, rub your lucky rabbit's foot, whatever it is that you do for good things to happen.
Is that like, if you cast spells and say bad ones for the people, like for the other people, is that what we should be saying right now? Should I say that?
No, it doesn't have to be bad. It just, you know, she's not the right job for them. So I don't really know how spells work. I don't know if there's, like, positive spells and negative spells. So if there are only negative spells, then, do what you feel is right in your heart as far as casting those negative spells against Kelly's competitors. Good thoughts for Kelly tomorrow morning.
Now,
definitely keep it posted.
Here's definitely a good spur of the moment show topic. Do you have like a just a terrible interview story. Like you just like completely bombed anything. For some reason, I feel like you've never bombed at anything ever in life. That's how I feel. And so I'm gonna start the really terrible interview story with this. It was, and I know that, and I'm going to apologize in advance because I used a word in an interview that now I find ridiculously offensive. But I have my degree in special education. I work with kids who have, you know, learning disabilities and physical and mental disabilities. That's what I do. I love it. I have a nephew that has Down syndrome. He is, don't tell anybody, but he is one of, if not my favorite person on the planet. The kid makes me smile. I love him more than anything. Anyway, I was interviewing for a special education position at an elementary school, and I was super nervous like I am now. I was talking really fast. I was rambling, you know, that kind of thing. And so I was, they asked me a question. I started to answer, but then I also started to, like I started to get nervous and I started to stutter. And in the midst of my stuttering, I stopped and I looked at these people and I said, I'm sorry, I'm just really nervous. I thought I got all this retarded talking out of my system. So here's the tip on my terrible interview story. If you are going to be working with students with special needs, who, please listen to me when I say I am in love with them, like they are my life, don't use the word retarded. Just the thought. So that's my terrible interview. Obviously, I didn't get that job. Yeah, I didn't get that job. Obviously.
You did not. But you learned a great tip that you have now shared with others. So I don't have, at least that I can recall, I don't have a crazy interview story. However, I do have a mortifyingly embarrassing story that I would like to share to follow up with your story or to follow up from your story. So my dad was an attorney, and I say was because he is retired now, and I used to be his paralegal. So before I became his full-time paralegal, I would work for him part-time. And he was in a case, and I don't even know what the case was, but there was a need for someone who ended up being me to drive to another county and go to the courthouse and obtain a birth certificate for someone involved in the case. And then, you know, take it to him at the courthouse and then go back to his office for the rest of the day. So I got up that morning and I got dressed in the dark to not disturb my husband and went on my merry way, went up to the Guilford County Courthouse, you know, bebopped through many areas of the courthouse to get done what I needed to get done. In the elevator, some guy told me how nice my shirt was. I was feeling great. I was like, thank you. I'm feeling, like, pretty darn good that morning. So get back to Randolph County, take the stuff to my dad, go back to his office. I'm sitting there, and something just told me to look down. So I did.
Hell no.
And Kelly, I had on one black shoe and one brown shoe. The black shoe was a closed toe, like clogish type shoe, and the brown shoe was an open toe clogish type shoe. So these shoes looked nothing alike.
Completely crazy.
And I then began to run through every place I had been that day, including dude on the elevator who probably told me I had a nice shirt to avoid laughing hysterically at my shoes. So
I think my first My first thought process was going to, like, you had worn, like, a sheer shirt, but you forgot to put something on under it. Of course, that was, that was where my mind went first.
That's
just right off the bat.
That's where you went.
It's unfortunate.
So it could have been worse. So it could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Luckily, my mom happened to be off that day, and I begged her to drive the 30 minutes to my dad's office to bring me a complete matching pair of shoes. So that is my embarrassing work story. So I don't...
I've never met your mom, but I kind of want to because she sounds awesome.
I have to say my mom is awesome. She is like the best mom ever, I would have to say. She's a pretty cool mom. And she did not make me sit there the rest of the day with non-matching shoes.
I think it's probably safe to say that she's at least four of the 100 listens that we've gotten. I mean, like, she listens all the time, right?
I would think so. You know, I definitely think so. I'm going to have to check with her. You know, I haven't really been asking people if they've been listening because I don't want them to feel like they have to. I mean, they should, because clearly each and every week we are providing really, really important information and and service to people. I mean, people have now learned what not to say in specific job interviews and not to dress themselves in the dark. So, I mean, if you stop listening right now, you've gotten, like, so much out of our show this week already.
Yeah, 10 minutes in, you're already good to go.
Exactly. So, but we're not gonna end it there. You know, we're going to provide so much more in the rest of this hour. And, Kelly, I don't even know if we can get to everything that we want to talk about today. I don't even know. But as everybody knows, we started a segment 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Our segment is called SMS. Social media stupidity. So we're definitely going to do a little bit of that tonight. We have a new segment that we're going to be sharing with everybody. And then we're going to talk about some reality TV, some very interesting moments that have happened this past week on Marriage Bootcamp, Reality Stars. Even if you don't watch it, trust me, you'll want to hear what we're going to have to say. We're also going to talk a little bit about The Bachelorette and the last two gentlemen standing. But first, Kelly, I just want to say to you, have you thought about your man crush, Big Joe, in the last week? How's things with Joe?
Now, I have, and this is why I did not, and this is probably a good demonstration of my self-control, I did not add HBO to my Dish Network package so I could, you know, like, go back and watch every episode of True Blood. So that's a good thing. I feel like, you know, like I said, I feel like I really demonstrated some self-control there. I did make sure now one of my there's basically, I guess, three podcasts that I listen to. I listen to there's this radio show that I listen to, but I usually get to listen to it on podcast because I'm working while it's on the radio. So I listen to sports radio every day. There's another show called Big Blue Insider, of course, both Kentucky sports shows. So I do listen to both of those on a pretty regular basis. And then I don't know if anybody's familiar, but I kind of have, like, my celebrity crush right now, other than Joe Manganiello. It's kind of Chris Hardwick. He hosts At Midnight, which is finally back tonight. I love new episodes of At Midnight. And, I mean, like, he has a Nerdist podcast, and I love it, and I listen to about four of them a day because they're fantastic. Anyway, Joe Manganiello has been on there twice, and I did go back and listen to every word he said at least twice. So, yes. I'm only slightly obsessing, just a little bit. Yeah, exactly. But I did go back, and here's, I mean, this is where we really win, is when you watch Like, I watch episodes of One Tree Hill that he was on, because they're on Netflix. You watch episodes of that, you get Chad Michael Murray and James Lafferty and him, and it's just like overload of adorable men that makes me very happy.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
That's a lot of adorable myths going on. I totally agree.
Yes. Yes.
So let's do some SMS. What social media stupidity have you encountered this week?
Oh my gosh, so much. This is what gets me about social media anymore, is that people post stuff and then like 5 minutes later they're going to take it down because it's like, you know, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that, you know, or maybe
right.
I shouldn't have, you know, like I go back, my sole, you know, example of this is my friend's ex who continues to just be, I mean, like belligerent and slightly, well, there's plenty of words that I could use. I'll just use, there's not a good word that I can use and feel good about myself using it. So I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, like posting stuff about her ex-husband and his family and things like that, you know, saying disrespectful and rude things about them, and then, you know, 5 minutes later taking it down, just thinking that, you know, the people that she's still friends with that can see her stuff on Facebook, you know, I guess she's so delusional that she thinks that those people are not taking screenshots of that stuff. Like, who cares
exactly.
if you deleted it? Who cares if you delete
right, it's
it?
There.
Once you here's your another good tip for today. If you put it on social media, chances are, whether you delete it or not, somebody out there took a screenshot of it, and it's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, if she thinks that at least three people don't have screenshots of the picture that she put. You know, she put up of her face with that extra makeup on, implying that my friend hit her. If she thinks
yep,
there's not
yep.
at least three of us that have screenshots of that currently on our phone, then she's out
wrong.
Of her mind. Yep, completely
mm-hmm.
incorrect, because I know I sure have one, and I know of at least two more people that do. So once you put it out there, my friends, once you put it out there, it's out there. Don't say anything stupid. It's just like the woman who said, she was starting a new job at a daycare. It's like somewhere, it may have been somewhere in North Carolina. No, it was in Texas or something crazy like that. Start talking about, I'm starting a new job at a daycare today. But her Facebook post said something about she hates kids. Seriously?
No,
they called her before she even got to work. And they were like, you know what, don't bother coming because we saw what you put on Facebook. You know, that's especially, you know, for, you know, people in the teaching profession. Like, I have to seriously think, like, go back. Do I have any, you know, do I have anything on my social media that is going
yep.
to, you know, that this principal that I'm going to meet with tomorrow could look back and be like, you know what, that's questionable. You know, are there any pictures like that? I mean, like, thankfully, I don't. I'm not crazy party type, and I don't do stuff like that, and you know, and whatever, and you know, and so there's not, you know, thankfully, you know, I don't do stuff like that, so there's none of that out there of me, because I'm just a sweet little, you know, innocent kid, but well, I'm not a kid, but you know what I mean. I am. I'm a
sweet
people, girl.
Many people cannot say the same thing. So there's yet
it's
another tip for today is if you are looking for a job currently or ever plan to look for a job in the future of your life, watch what you put on social media, because guess what? People are looking at it these days. And your profile doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, public for that to happen. But if they are friends with one of your friends or something like that, they may still be able to see what you're posting. So, tip.
Exactly.
Watch what you post on social media. And a little side note about your friend's ex and the picture. Pretty sure you texted that to me, so that's at least 4 people that have the screenshot. So think before you hit the post button, people. Somebody will have a screenshot of it. It will last forever and ever and ever and ever. That was good. That was good SMS, Kelly. I have one other little tidbit I'd like to add. I know that the kids these days, will say, you know, those who are in their teens and early 20s, they live on social media, and they think that's the norm. However, if your boyfriend, girlfriend, mom, dad, brother, sister, anybody that you know is in the hospital having surgery or, you know, a procedure or whatever, don't take pictures of them and post those on social media in an album. That's ridiculous, in my personal opinion. Now, if you want to post an update, hey, so-and-so's doing fine, so-and-so's great, whatever, great. But I personally find it inappropriate and social media stupidity to see people posting, like, photos of a person, you know, getting tests done, being poked and prodded on, incoherent in the photos, and they're posting them on their Facebook. What do you think about that, Kelly?
I feel like if you have a legitimately hilarious video of said person, you know, coming out of anesthesia or,
okay, no, that was good.
You know,
yep, yep.
Something like that,
yep.
That part might, you know, that may be slightly acceptable. I know I'm the victim of that. They never post. I have a couple of friends that have videos like that. They never posted it on Facebook, thank goodness. And I'm sure those videos are long gone by now. But, you know, that's one thing. But, like, pictures like, oh, here's grandma. She just came out of surgery. She has tubes and wires, and it's scary looking. You know, that part is, like, not like, you know, like, oh, my gosh, don't do that. You know, but, like, oh, you know, like, kind of be respectful. You know, like,
right.
What if something happens and grandma takes a turn for the worst? I don't want that to be the last image I have of grandma. You know what I mean?
Right, Like, shouldn't you be, like, I don't know, loving on grandma and not snapping photos? I don't know. I mean, just something to think about. You know, I agree, though. The hilariously coming out of anesthesia videos, those are great. Keeping those. Pretty much anything else, though, steer clear. Not good. Our next new segment. And hopefully we'll be able to fill this every week. Somehow I think we won't have a problem doing that. But our next new segment is called Dunzo. Kelly, tell us about Dunzo.
This may get emotional. This is, you know, like, this was spawned today because I was just, you know, minding my own business and glanced upon an article talking about Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert, and they're getting divorced. And it makes me
they're
sad. I mean, like, because I loved them together. I thought they were great, and I think Blake Shelton is hilarious. And, you know, like, they were so cute, and when they would both win awards at award shows, and they would talk to each other while they were on stage, and it was just like, oh, that's adorable, and now they're going to stop being adorable together, and that makes me sad. But that's like, I mean, they say that bad things happen in threes, so maybe we've had our three for the next couple of weeks because, you know, we've heard about, who was it? Well, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick are apparently Dunzo as well. But
thank God.
Like, Ben Affleck, I know, right? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, that made me sad because you always see those pictures and they're just so cute and adorable and happy, and now apparently they're
not
just done being happy.
Yeah. So unhappy. They're done though.
Unhappy and finito. But you know, that's I mean, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, like, on one hand, you look at, like, the Disick Kardashian, you know, like, it.
Train wreck.
You watch. I mean, like, I find myself that I can't watch the, you know, the Kardashians anymore because, like, I get absolutely enraged watching them. Like, I lose my mind sometimes because it's like, you know, like, you guys are freaking, like, billionaires. You have more money, obviously, than you have sense. But you, I mean, like, you have enough money, and I'm sure that, you know, that they do, you know, that they do good things with their money sometimes. But when they're, you know, like, when they're on their, like, I just hope they do. I guess that was more of a hope, because I don't know that I've ever seen, you know, evidence of that. But, I mean, you know, like, you see stuff on their show and they're complaining about, like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so hard. I'm a billionaire and it's so terribly hard for me to deal with, you know, with all these media people. Like, really, your whole family is only famous because, A, you're old. Well, no, Kim's not even the oldest. Who's the oldest? I think Courtney's the oldest. Anyway, that just shows you right there that I've spent too much of my unfortunate free time watching that show. But, you know, like, the middle sister has a sex tape, and that's the whole reason that that family became famous in the first place, other than Bruce Jenner, who I'm keeping my mouth shut on that because that's a whole different story that I'm not even going to breach.
No, that would be, we would have to do a special, like, 2-hour episode
I don't mean any offense to anyone, but I don't care. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to hear what he, she is wearing in public. I don't care. We have, and I'm going to voice an opinion, and it might not be popular, and whatever, you know, like, we have so much junk going on in this world right now. We have war. We have, you know, like, terrorism in our own country, people walking into, you know, places and shooting our military guys and that kind of thing. We have ISIS releasing videos you know, like, all the time of people being, like, beheaded and killing people and dying. And the things that are making headlines in our country are what dress Caitlyn Jenner wore when she went to lunch today. There are way more important things going on in this world and in this life other than what Caitlyn Jenner is wearing to go eat lunch. Way more important things. And so that's all I have to say about that. I probably stepped on some toes. I guess I apologize, but, I mean, like, I'm not sorry about how I feel about that topic. That's for dang sure. Anyway, sorry. I took that probably on a completely different route than what we had planned on. But that's just where it went. Hello? Are you still there?
I am back. We just had, like, a crazy power outage, random shutdown everything.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, disconnected phones and everything. That was bizarre.
Oh, crap. That is, that was bizarre. Does that mean that everything I just said just didn't get...
No, you were on there. You were going.
Oh, I was.
My laptop did not shut down somehow, and, yeah, you were on it. So Well, I don't know part of what you said, but I'm sure it was fantastic.
I mean, like, I finished saying what I said, and you didn't say anything, and I was like, well,
I thought it was
okay.
Good what I said.
And I was, because I'm pretty sure that the last line that I said in my little spiel was, you know, I may have offended people, but I'm not sorry about how I feel about that. And then you were gone. And I was like, oh, great. I've offended the only person that really matters, and that's the person that actually puts me on the radio.
Well, let me say, I heard, I think, most of what you were saying, and none of that offended me. I wholeheartedly agree with you. We have bigger things to worry about than Bruce Jenner not being Bruce Jenner anymore and what dress he's going to wear and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty much the gist of it. That's all I said.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I'm kind of sick of it. It's not that I am against what he's doing. I just don't care. I just don't care. I try to fill my day with things that matter. Now, I do fill my day with some things that don't matter, like The Bachelorette. I get it. But that's what I want to fill it with. That is my choice. So I agree with what you said. You did not offend me. And so we're good. That was really weird, though.
Hey,
like,
it was. It was very strange. Because I was like, oh, she's mad. Oh, Claudia's mad at me.
Not at all. That was so crazy. Crazy. All right. Well, anyway, since I mentioned it, why don't we talk a little bit about The Bachelorette? Are you caught up with that?
Now, I will be 100% honest with you. I'm not a huge, like, when Caitlin was on last season, I was kind of a fan of her then. But, like, having to watch her all the time, I'm just like,
a little much.
Yeah, I'm a little done with her. I'm done. And, you know, and so when I saw that, you know, like, she kicked my guy from Columbia who lives like 20 minutes from me. I'm saying, like, where are you? If Matt and I ever break up or if anything ever happens, like, I may be looking you up. Not that I could date a bachelor contestant, but anyway, I mean, like, when I saw that she was letting, you know, like, she let the guy that basically, I mean, like, because it happens every season, you know, there's somebody that crashes, like, they just crash the show. They're just like, hey, I'm going to pretend that I'm supposed to be here, and I'm going to come in, and let's go, kid. And you know, just, like, basically pretend I'm supposed to be here. And, you know, usually they're not supposed to be there, and usually they don't get the time of day. But, you know, when she let Nick back on there, and I was like, holy cow, like, she let him back in. And then, like, next thing you know, he's in the final two, and they hate each other, which adds this whole nother, like, him and what's the other guy's name, Sean?
Sean,
like,
yes.
They hate each other, and it's kind of great. And there I go again. I'm off. Sorry, this is just a day of technical difficulties, I believe.
Crazy.
But,
well,
I mean,
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I have been watching it for the drama. I don't really care about, you know, the love connections and all that crap. I mean, give me a break. Like, these people know each other for, like, 6 weeks. It's a little crazy. However, I do enjoy some of the drama, and I very much am enjoying the drama between Nick and Sean, and admittedly, I'm very much enjoying Sean. He is not unattractive in any way, shape, or form. So
this is true.
I don't.
This is true.
Yeah,
we discussed.
I don't mind.
We discussed. I mean, like, we discussed a couple weeks ago. Like, I feel like he pulls his pants up way too far, And I mean, like, they're skinny jeans, and he doesn't, like, he pulls them, like, up to his armpits. And it's just like, come on. Now, I mean, like, there's, you've got to calm down with that. I mean, like, seriously, like, you've got to calm down with that. There's got to be some damage being done or something going on there.
Something. But, yeah, like, give stuff some room. Stuff needs room. Give it the room it needs. Well, tonight's episode, you may want to watch or, you know, record, because it is the Men Tell All episode. And those are the ones where we normally get to see a lot of fireworks, because you get all the guys back on, and they are usually yelling at one another. They are usually yelling at the Bachelorette. Secrets are told, all kinds of fun stuff. So I would check out tonight just for the drama factor. You know, we were talking about something via text, you and I, Kelly, recently, and I just thought of it. So do you remember the guy on here, Chris, who it was the or is the dentist? He rolled in on the cupcake.
I feel like I should. What did he do?
He is the one that drove in the little cupcake mobile. No? Nothing?
Did we have another power outage?
No. Do you remember him?
I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
That's really, I can sort of hear you.
I can totally hear you.
That's really, really strange.
It is. Well, I'm going to keep talking.
Look,
and
you
then,
stay there and I'll call back.
Yeah, okay. So,
oh, no, there you are. There you are.
There,
totally
okay.
Hear you. Totally
so fine. Do you remember the cupcake dude?
I definitely do not remember that, mainly because I didn't watch the beginning episode.
I didn't watch. For anybody that is watching The Bachelorette or has watched it and is also watching Big Brother, I want you to take a minute to compare the dentist that was on The Bachelorette and the dentist that is on Big Brother. Kelly and I were discussing the Big Brother guy earlier, and I feel like he may have gotten his degree out of a Cracker Jack, maybe.
I feel like he probably did all the work necessary to get his degree, but then in his time playing in his rock and roll band, he also took part in some extracurricular activities that now make him speak the way he does. I don't know. I just know that, I mean, like I told you, I think it was probably yesterday, like, if your dentist walked in and he was speaking like that, how quickly did he get out of the chair and be like, gotta go somewhere else. Sorry.
So
I have to go to a dentist that uses complete sentences and things like that.
Yes. I would not visit him for more than about 3 seconds before I looked at my watch and said, oh, look, I forgot I have a thing, gotta go.
I double booked my appointment.
Yes. Sorry. I'll call back for another appointment, but not really. That guy is a weirdo. So you asked, you know, how long would it be before, you know, you jumped out of his chair. So let's take that and let's segue into Marriage Boot Camp, Reality Stars. Let's talk a little bit about that. So it doesn't matter if you're watching that show or not, because here's what just happened. So if you follow, you know, reality really at all, Get Us magazine, any of that stuff, you'll know that there was a big thing, I guess, last year with Tank, Basket, and Kendra Wilkinson, the former girl next door, Playboy, Hughes, girlfriend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a situation with Hank and a transsexual individual, and it was all very hush-hush. Hank would never say what really happened, and they are on, you know, marriage boot camp right now, and finally, Hank has come out and told Kendra, along with the rest of us, what he wants us to believe happened. And I don't know Hank. Let me start by saying that. I don't know him personally. I was not there when this particular incident occurred. However, I simply can't believe it, because here's what he said. He basically said that he went there to buy drugs. Okay, I'll believe that. Cool. He, while there, went to the bathroom. Now, I don't know about you guys, and I've never gone somewhere to buy drugs, but I would think that that's kind of an in-and-out type of transaction. You know, I go in, I'm going to buy my drugs, and I'm leaving. Like, I don't want to make myself feel at home there. So,
yeah. Right, I mean, like, you would think that this is not going to be the type of transaction where, like, you know what, I'm about to partake in some illegal activity, but first I have to pee. So if you'll hold on for just 1 minute,
right,
I'm going to jump in here real quick. No. I don't want
to
get...
I have to go
not
to
that I've never bought drugs either,
me.
So...
Well, right. But, yeah, just in my, you know, imagination, I want to be in and out of there as quickly as possible. No thank you, I don't need a beverage. No thank you, no snackies for me. I'll pass on the bathroom. But, okay, so Hank says he had to go to the bathroom. Maybe he has a prostate problem. Again, I don't know. So let's say that we'll believe that part of his story. I don't, but let's pretend that we do. Here's where it gets really crazy, people. So now what he wants us to believe, so he goes in the bathroom, does whatever, comes back out, and again, we are not judging any particular lifestyle. We are not saying anything about it. However, so he comes out, and this individual, this transsexual individual, person, whatever, is now standing naked in front of him. Okay, this is what we're supposed to believe happened after the potty break. So, potty break,
now this
open
is,
door.
To clarify something for you, this isn't like a transvestite, which is more or less just a cross-dresser, right? This is like an actual transgender, like,
so
model
my,
or whatever? Is that
my,
what we're saying?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
So, my understanding, I have not looked at pictures of this individual, but my understanding would be that this person and if I say it, I apologize to anybody that might be offended, but I don't know what this person goes by because I don't even remember his, her, its name. So if I say it, I'm sorry, no disrespect. Anyway, so I believe that this person has boobs as well as a penis.
Oh.
I know there's a penis involved because this is going to come up later in the confession. So this person...
Sorry. Sorry, your choice of words there was fantastic. Anyway,
right. So this person... Okay, so here's where we're at. Buying drugs, potty break, exit, naked transsexual, boobs and penis, standing in front of you. Kelly, if you are in that situation... what do you do right then?
Keep the money, keep the age, drugs.
You probably exit very quickly as well.
If I'm not in, if I'm not going to this place with me.
Kelly is cutting in and out a little bit. I'm pretty sure what she's trying to tell us is that
no.
She would you would run, right? You would
run quickly. But I believe the words that we discussed were, unless there is a gun to my head. Because people, again, never bought drugs. However, I would imagine nothing good can come of a potential drug deal where you come out of the bathroom where you shouldn't have even been in the first place to see a naked transsexual standing in front of you. I'm just saying things are not going to go well after that. So you need to go. That is another tip from us to you. Okay, but let's pretend that we're still believing Hank up to this point. Went to buy drugs, went to the bathroom, naked transsexual standing in front of them. What does
Are
Hank
you,
do?
I'm not...
Hank freezes. As he tells us, Hank is frozen. Hank is frozen. And he just stands there. So, next, the transsexual, who is naked, approaches him and begins to touch him in inappropriate places. And Hank still stands there, frozen. So, now, I was with him buying drugs. That's pretty much where I stopped believing. But if you want to have faith and think that he went to the bathroom, that's cool. So he went to the bathroom, naked transsexual in front of him. Now I believe nothing because he is mysteriously and crazily frozen in time while this person begins to inappropriately touch him, and I think we all know what that means, and if you don't know what that means, this person began to touch his penis, Hank. And then, while Hank is still frozen, this person takes Hank's hand and puts it on his, her, it penis.
Sorry, I picked a great time to come back.
You did.
I did. That's
so
freaking and ridiculous.
That,
I think what I was trying to say when we got so terribly disconnected was that I'd be out the door quickly. Like that.
Yes.
No, you don't
yes.
get frozen in fear unless mm-hmm. there is a gun to your head.
Right.
If I walk out of the bathroom and there's somebody naked in front of me, I'm gonna be like, "What are you doing?" And then I'm out.
Right.
I'm not
exactly.
trying to see anybody naked.
Right?
I don't want to see
you
myself
know what?
Naked. Never mind anybody else. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure I can find my drugs elsewhere. Now, that is me pretending to be Hank. I'm not looking for drugs, personally, okay? Yeah, this dude was in the NFL, people. He was faced with, like, I don't know, 300-pound crazy dudes coming at him, and he didn't freeze up, but suddenly, like, a naked transsexual, and he mysteriously cannot move, thus allowing said naked transsexual to inappropriately fondle Hank and make Hank inappropriately fondle him, her, it. I don't know what to call this person. So that, people, is what Hank, who I don't know, wants us to believe. Kelly, I mean, really? Like, that's your story? That is his story? Really?
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure that this is a difficult thing to, like, have to explain to someone. But
surely.
I'm just saying, if there is a rumor, I mean, we can put this in our own perspective. If there's a rumor that you are cheating on your husband or that I'm having a relationship with someone other than Matt while he and I are, you know, together, if I'm cheating on him or if there's a rumor that you're cheating on Lee and is that not something that you are going to drop whatever you're doing as quickly as possible to go, like, it doesn't matter how embarrassing the circumstances are. Like, that's something
right.
you explain to them ASAP. Like, hey, it's the middle of the workday and you have your head in an engine mat. I'm sorry, but there's this thing that I know you've heard about and we need to talk about it right now. Doesn't matter the
time. Must discuss.
Doesn't matter the
yeah.
timing. You got to get that stuff, like, squared away and put to rest. Because if you want your relationship to flourish and actually continue, then there shouldn't be any doubt. There shouldn't be any questions. There shouldn't be any of that. And
right.
so, like, the fact that, A, you know, they shot this show, what, 2, 3, 4 months ago? And,
probably,
you know, like, I mean, like, we've known about, I mean, like, that situation's been out in the public for a couple years. Like,
yeah.
and she's still acting like she has no idea what's going on.
You're
like,
right,
and this could be because I felt like, I feel like she lays it on pretty thick a lot of times. Like, I'm not sure if, like, everything about them is 100%, like, you know, quote-unquote reality. You know, maybe
right.
an exaggerated reality because, you know, she's that one scene that sticks out to me is where she's, they're sitting there with the counselors or whatever, and she's like, all I wanted was a good life, and you had to mess it up for me. And I'm like, seriously? People,
yeah.
Like, I don't talk to you like that in a normal day-to-day situation. You know, like, if I felt like you were responsible for screwing my life up, like, yes, I might get emotional and I might yell at you. But, like, that, like, she seemed so rehearsed and so, like not
bizarre.
Legit. And, it, you know, who on that show is 100% real and legit? Probably Jordan. She's the only one because I love her.
Yeah.
And she's just so innocent, and they don't have a choice but to be real.
And don't take this wrong. Don't get upset because I know you love her. She's kind of too dumb and naive to be, like, not real. You know what I mean? Like,
Exactly. But that's what I love about her. Like, I love to hear Jeff talk to her because he's going to be like, he always calls her love. It's like, hey, love, I'm making breakfast. And it's like, no, I can't wait for, you know, somebody to talk to me that way. It's so cute. It's so sweet. And they, I mean, like, and this ties all into our Big Brother obsession. Like, he and Jordan are my favorite Big Brother people ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Not just in, like,
ever.
Ever.
So,
he's the best.
I'm
sorry, and it doesn't matter that he has gray hair. He's hot. He's seriously hot. Jeff is
you. Oh, he likes to sing Jeff.
Schroeder, if you ever listen to this, just know he has a fan in Kentucky. Anyway.
Telling hearts to you.
I totally
agree with you about the, you know, whether it's completely, you know, real, but, you know, I guess my problem is if this is the explanation that he and his, quote, people came up with, somebody should be fired because this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, he'd be better off, in my opinion, saying, like, hey, I thought it'd be really cool to, like, I don't know, I was just curious, and this person had boobs and a penis, and I just wanted to check it out. I'm sorry. You know, like, I'm sorry. I know it was wrong, but it was weird, and I had to check it out. Like, I would get that. I'd be like, okay. I mean, he was curious. He wanted to check it out. That's cool. Right. Like, I would believe that way quicker than I wanted to buy drugs, had to pee, naked, froze, touched me. Made me touch him, hurt it, still frozen. That's the end of the story. Like, that, really? Like, that's No.
That's a terrible story. That's a terrible story.
Terrible story. Terrible
I just think,
story.
I mean, I just feel like, and especially, like, the way he was telling it, you know, like, with his, you know, his little whininess, and,
like, I swear, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember if anybody took pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Connie. Yeah, you do. That's why he was quick to say, you know, like, there, you know, I don't know, there might be a picture out there.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, just like he said, I don't know if his hand was in my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Or on top
you
of
know.
Them. Sure you do.
Right. You know.
Sure you remember
so,
that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think it's going to make her feel better in the end if she knows everything? Like,
exactly.
I mean, obviously, you screwed up. Obviously, you screwed up. I mean,
right.
Man up. And take responsibility for what you did.
Exactly. Like, just put it out there. This is what happened. Move forward. So I'm anxious to see where this goes because I find it completely ridiculous. And speaking of completely ridiculous, we have about 3 minutes left, and it's going to take me way less than that to do my review on 50 Shades of Grey. So I'm going to run with that real fast. Now, Kelly, have you read or seen the movie? Have you read the book or seen the movie?
No, sure haven't.
Okay. Well, I was never a fan. I never read the book. Didn't really care about seeing the movie. Last weekend, I was bored. Went to Netflix. I had, like, a BOGO, buy one, get one. So I was like, I'll watch it. I'm sure that people, sure is.
Are you kidding?
No, not Netflix. Redbox. So sorry. Redbox. I apologize.
I was like, holy crap, that went to Netflix fast.
I know. My bad. Redbox. So I watched it, and literally, for those of you that don't approve of bad language, please close your ears while I say this. Literally, at the final scene of the movie, out loud, with no one here with me but Rocky, I said, are you fucking kidding me? That's what I said. Staring at the screen, are you fucking kidding me? That was the dumbest movie ever, and let me tell you why. Okay, whatever you want to do in the bedroom, that's your business. That is totally cool. Do your thing. You want to tie each other up, smack each other, have at it. Go for it. Have fun. However, at the end of the movie, he physically assaults her badly and is totally turned on by it and getting off with that. Now, she does leave at the end of the movie. However, in the book, they apparently get married. So what I'm saying is, I know that people are disagree with this because people love this movie and think it's so romantic. I cannot figure out what is so romantic about a dude getting off on physically assaulting you. I feel like therapy would be in order. That is my review of the movie. It was ridiculous.
Amen. I don't plan on seeing the movie. It's not my cup of tea. I didn't read the books because that's not my cup of tea either. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, it just seems to me that it's a little far off. I mean, like, when I say it's out of comfort zone, I mean, it's in, like, China away from my comfort zone. So it's not going to be something that I participate in. Now, Matt didn't ask me when I told him that I had been, you know, to Columbus to watch Magic Mike with Michael. Matt was like, I said, you know, he asked me what we did. I said, we did some shopping. We saw a movie. He's like, uh-oh, what kind of movie did you see? I said, we went to see the movie with the hot guys. And he's like, did you see that 50 Shades of Grey movie? No. No, I didn't.
No.
I will.
No, I said
that
guy.
Movie. Sorry, that I was like that. no, there's actually hot men in this movie.
That was the other thing. I personally, again, to each his own. I personally did not even find this dude that hot. Now, listeners, I'm not saying that it would be okay for a hot guy to physically assault you. That is not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying I did not think this guy was attractive. I was disturbed by it, Kelly. That's what I'm saying is that, again, whatever floats your boat, have at it. However, this clearly did not float her boat. He beat her at the end of the movie, literally beat her, and enjoyed it. And I thought it was fairly ridiculous. So that's just my two cents. That's how I felt about the movie. Kelly, are you caught up on Unreal, or are you still behind on that?
Oh, I'm still behind.
I've had
a lot of crap going on.
Well, we won't talk about it.
I'm the worst. I promise you, I will be caught up on it next week. So we will cooperate. We will chat about it next week.
I promise. We'll do something. We will not go to the bathroom at the drug house and stand frozen in front of the transsexual who is naked. That is what we will not do. But we will.
That is 100% not on my to-do list. For the week.
Not on there.
On
so
my to-do list are be really good at being a good person and get a new job. That's my not because I just like my old job. Like I said before, I like the people I work for. The people I work with are great. Sometimes the people I talk to are fantastic. However, I have 80,000. Now this is not a ploy for like fundraising, but I do have $80,000 worth of student loan debt that
like
helps me earn my 2-3. Exactly, and I can't pay it off with $9.50 an hour. Just saying.
I agree. And again, people, Kelly was not soliciting funds. She has not set up a GoFundMe for a Kickstarter.
I haven't.
For you to pay for college loans.
You know what I did? I did the responsible thing, and I consolidated those loans into one small monthly payment, just like you see on
that's
TV.
That's what I did.
And that's what I've done.
Yeah.
And so I pay
However,
those small monthly payments.
My monthly payment is not so small, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, mine totals between my – I've got two payments, and they total like $200 a month. I mean, that's not terrible.
Well,
but,
I mean,
it could be a lot worse, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because mine is not. Mine's like $350, and I have way less debt. But whatever. I'm paying it, as you said, doing the responsible thing. I borrowed it. I will pay it back, as I agreed to do.
Yes.
So, anyway, I guess we kind of covered everything that we wanted to cover tonight, and we have gone over a couple minutes, but I feel good about that because I think that we provided so many important tips to people, and I feel like that we should recap those tips really quickly. You know, if people, you know, maybe weren't paying total attention or didn't have a chance to, like, jot these down, grab a pen and a piece of paper, open up your notes app on your iPhone, you know, whatever you need to do, but these things are going to save you one day. So first off, in a job interview, don't say retarded. Probably
please
in any
don't.
Job interview, but particularly
yes,
in one.
It's a good idea. But that is also, I mean, like just for a sentimental note, that's always the advice now that my brother gives me, who is a tenured educator in his school system. He'll call me and he'll be like, all right, now be sure you don't say retarded in your interview. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, don't say retarded in your interview. Do not get dressed in the dark. And if you do get dressed in the dark, give yourself a clear once over before you leave the house when you are in the light. You know, some of our social media tips. Think before
once
you hit
post it.
Because
yes.
It's out there. Even if you delete it, somebody screenshotted it. People, think about those people when you post something. And half a second later, they've already hit like. Guess what? Half a second later, they already screenshotted the ridiculous thing that you posted. So think before you hit post.
Exactly.
If you ever want a job. And I feel like our most important tip tonight is going to be, if you choose to go buy drugs, personal choice, do what you got to do. Kelly and I aren't judging. We're just saying, we don't do that. But if you do, point one, don't go to the bathroom when you're at the drug house.
I was going to say, pee before you go.
Pee before you go. You don't want to spend a lot of time there. These aren't your friends, okay? And if you go to the bathroom because you did not listen, to part A of the rule, so you've already messed up, but if you're there, you're there. So if you come out of the bathroom and a naked transsexual is standing in front of you, run. Run quickly out the door.
Yes.
So those are our tips for tonight. I feel like, Kelly, that we have probably
and
just
don't see 50 Shades of Grey
a lot of people.
Dumb. Right. That can be the last tip of the night. Don't see 50 Shades because it's dumb.
See,
don't
50
waste
Shades,
your...
it is dumb. Unless you... are a dude that likes to beat women, you would probably enjoy the movie. If you are a woman that likes dudes to beat you, you might enjoy the movie as well. Other than that, if you are a normal human being, probably want to skip out on that one. Go see Magic Mike. It really is.
That's a good one. It is a good
one. I mean, well worth however much you would have to pay to go see it, $10, $25 if you're at one of those nice theaters with the comfy chairs. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's totally worth it, people. So I think with that, Kelly and I are gonna go, for the evening. And next week, you know how this goes, people. We don't know yet what we're going to be talking about, but we can tell you that there will be some social media stupidity. And there's going to be some dunzos. There's going to be some dunzos because, between now and next Monday, somebody else is going to be dunzo. So we're going to have to talk about that. Kelly is going to catch up on Unreal because it has been cray-cray the last 2 weeks. So we're going to talk about that. And then whatever crazy things happen between now and then in our lives, we will probably talk about that. Hopefully we'll get to hear about Kelly having a brand new job. So with that, we hope everybody has a fantastic week. Remember the rules that we gave you tonight. They will help you succeed in life. We hope you have a great evening, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.